Oh, for me, it was a total mismatch. Being, obviously, I was ringside. He come out, and I've never seen a guy look so scared in my life. He entered the ring and he just looked like he knew he was going to get flattened.
Yeah.
And I've never seen that before. I mean, he was diving down underneath jabs, you know. And I just thought I say terrible matchup, but obviously David Haye knew he was in there to do a job. He knew he was in there to get this another stepping stone towards the big fights that he's talking about. But I think a lot of the hardcore boxing fans on the night were a little bit disappointed with the whole bill, if I'm honest with you. The guy went down under a jab. Briggs brought the whole circus act out. You know, like Shannon Briggs, whether you love him or hate him. I have a strong opinion on him. But the fight of the night for me was the Joe Mullender-Lee Markham fight on the undercard. People make of the whole show what they will. But instead of having a huge opinion on the Haye-Briggs fight that everyone's coming to me and talking about, I want to say a massive congratulations to the two men that fought for the English title. They put on an unreal show over 10 rounds for the English middleweight title. And for me, it was a contender for fight of the year. I mean, the referee didn't get involved until the 8th round. I mean, they just were properly fighting it out in there. And then obviously I was contacted by my family to hear that they only joined it for the last 3 rounds of it. And for me, how they didn't show that fight on TV was beyond me. I know both men personally. I just want, they're the most genuine men you could ever meet. And I think they've done themselves and the sport proud on the weekend. So for anyone that didn't see that fight, I'm sure you'll be able to catch it on YouTube, or hopefully they'll show it one day. But I think they just both deserve credit for that. And they didn't get the credit they deserved on the night. And for me, that was because it was more like a celebrity event. You probably saw Mourinho was ringside and you had a lot of the celebrities performing like Fat Man Scoop and Lethal Bizzle, which was good for music. It was great for the casual fan that was coming. But I've spoken to a lot of hardcore boxing fans like myself who just saw the whole thing as a bit of a circus. I mean, brilliant to David Haye, again, sending out the 0-2, hands up to him. He done amazingly. The atmosphere, again, was brilliant. For me, the real boxing on the night was overlooked a little bit.
It's almost like they're trying to... Because obviously they're getting this on terrestrial TV as well, and as you mentioned, you know, they weren't joining that until like the 8th round, so maybe they're kind of getting their presentation set on TV, but with the event, they're trying to change it a little bit and make it more of a huge night out, I guess, instead of just a big night of boxing. And maybe that doesn't work for the hardcore because they just want to see a bunch of really good fights instead of having Lethal Bizzle, who, you know, is a fantastic performer. Fat Man Scoop's a great performer, but maybe it doesn't work as much with that.
Well, I mean, I love Lethal Bizzle and I love Fat Man Scoop. I've got them on my iPod for the way home this evening. But I don't go to a boxing show to listen to a rap song.
Yeah.
I go to watch a good fight. And Lee Markham and Joe walked out at like 7:15. And then me and the guy that I sit with in press was like, what is going on? Dave doesn't start until 8:15. What's going on? And then obviously he was like, oh, don't worry. They'll probably show it as it comes on. But instead of showing that, obviously Dave are great for putting it on terrestrial TV for the casual boxing fan to view. But for me, it was more about talking to celebrities, interviewing celebrities and do it like people performing and stuff rather than looking at and showing the Joe Mullender fight. For me, that was a little bit, I felt cheated. If I was at home and I know these two boys very well, and if I was at home and only saw 3 rounds of that fight, I would have been absolutely devastated. I'm just glad I was at the arena. I know a lot of people couldn't be, but if I wasn't at the arena, I would have been properly gutted that I didn't see that fight because it was a great, great fight. So, yeah, I think they're upsetting the hardcore boxing fans, but they are getting the casual viewer in. I mean, a lot of people that don't watch boxing in my workplace and people that know me are talking to me about the boxing and about the Haye and the Briggs scenario, and which is great for boxing to get more people involved. But the hardcore boxing fans are telling me, oh, I just turned it over because they're upset that the real boxing's not being shown. So it's hard to keep balance, but I think that they need to got a lot of work to do to make everybody happy.
Yeah, it is a real fine line, isn't it? And I think trying to get the casuals over and turn them into hardcores, maybe that is a way that they're thinking it's going to work, but maybe it doesn't for the hardcore who are there, and then they're put off going back. So you get that kind of cyclical thing going on there, really, don't you?
You can never please everybody. I understand that, but for me to not show an English title fight where we know, domestic level fights are usually the most interesting for hardcore boxing fans.
Absolutely.
I mean, the boys left it all in there. You should have seen their hands and their faces when they walked out of there. I mean, any boxing fan in the world would have been like, wow, that was a great fight. And it was, and it wasn't shown. I just felt a little bit cheated by that if I was watching it on TV. But obviously, it was a big event. It was a Shannon Briggs tried to storm past the press and had to get dragged back out to his changing room by security because he tried to get to David Haye. And maybe for the fans there, they were loving it. The casual fans that were there for a drink and a party. I mean, it's great for them. It's entertaining. But for someone, I'd say like me, that doesn't appeal to me. That whole storming the stage and setting up a big super fight. I'll watch the super fight, but on the night, I think credit should be to Joe Mullinder and Lee Markham for putting on a great display.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely the boys who put on an absolutely cracking fight there, and it's a shame that not enough of it was shown on the TV. But talking of being on the TV this weekend, Sky Sports, full night, it's going to be at Goodison Park. Goodison Park, the Everton FC stadium, of course, and the home of, well, it pretty much is this guy's second home, really, isn't it? Tony Bellew is a proper hardcore Evertonian, goes there all the time, and he's got an absolutely cracking fight coming up. This one is going to be a cracker for the WBC Cruiserweight title. Ilunga Makubu is going to be fighting him, and what do you reckon this one's going to be like, Brooke? Is this going to be a proper terror? He's been saying, Bellew, that his body is currently killing him at the moment.
Yeah, well, I'm going to start off with the whole cliche thing, but I mean, it's a dream for him. I know, being a massive football fan myself, what it's like to get your dream and fight at a stadium. I mean, credit to him, he'd be absolutely over the moon with it. And I do think on the night that something as special as that can pull you through. Like when Froch fought in Nottingham, I mean, I believe that a home crowd like that can pull you through, but I don't think you can overlook Makubu. I know he said today that his body's aching, but a world title will complete a lifetime's dream and work for him. So I'm worried because I know that Makubu's got speed and he's got power. Bellew is 2 inches taller than him, but Bellew believes that if he comes in on the night light, which obviously he will be lighter than him, it's going to be a bad mistake for him. For me, it's great that it's on a Sunday, by the way. I love that we've got a Saturday night bill and a Sunday night bill. This is how weekends should always be.
Yeah, it's fantastic,
for the bank
isn't
holiday
it?
Weekend. It's brilliant. It's so good. But I just think that they're both each other's biggest test for me. I mean, Bellew's going to have a real... I mean, it's not going to storm through him. It's not going to be a David Haye repeat, let's put it that way. I mean, I think he's going to have to dig somewhere deep that he's never dug before to get through to this man. I mean, what I've seen of him, he's very dangerous. He throws some awkward shots in. He's quite fast with them. And Bellew was actually the underdog with the bookmakers going into this one. So I really hope he does it. I mean, Bellew's such a lovely man. And who wouldn't want him to do well? It's at his childhood football club and it's at the stadium. It's like a real rocky moment. I know it sounds really cheesy. It's a real rocky moment for him. But I do believe that McCooper's got it up his sleeve to beat him. Unfortunately.
Wow, so you think there is a chance of an upset on Merseyside then for the Evertonians and boxing fans in England?
I'm really sorry, but I do think Makubu is going to come through, yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I love Bellew. Again, I'm a fan. I really, on the night, I will be screaming for him, for the home fighter to win. 100% I love him. But what I've seen of this man, I don't think he's overlooked him, Bellew, but I do think that he's going to bring something to the table. I mean, it's a world title fight, and he knows he's got to come overseas. He knows it's in his stomping ground, and I think Makubu's going to bring something special.
Yeah, I think he's coming over here definitely to upset the crowd, isn't he, this lad? He really wants to get a victory in Tony's backyard. I was talking to Dave Colwell when this fight was announced, and he was saying that training has been going well, he's ready, and you know, Tony's definitely got this all in his sights. He really wants to get this fight sorted and get it done and dusted, but you know, this lad, he's no mug, and he did say that to me. You know, he said they know he's a danger, but they are confident they can still take him down.
Yeah, because it's not like a name as such as like Fury, or you know, like it's not a high level name that's all over Twitter every day.
Yeah.
But this guy is a big danger. Like, I obviously, when I knew the fight was announced, obviously I do my research, I YouTube, I have a look, I see what he's like. And I was pretty shocked. Like, I was like, wow, he's pretty dead. Why is he not being spoke about a lot more, you know? I do think that he's a... Yeah, I do. I personally think that he's going to get the win. It's going to break a lot of Evertonian hearts, I know. But I pray that Bellew comes through it and gets his Rocky moment that he deserves.
Yeah, me too. I hope he does, but it's going to be a tough fight without a doubt. And this quote from him here, he said that all he can think about is the Zed Cars music kicking in, walking to that ring. He said, win or lose, it's not a bad scenario for a fat kid from Liverpool who used to stuff pillows for a living, the kind of job Rocky might have done, up at 6, a bus to the factory, 9 hours graft, back to Rotunda ABC, pour it all out in the gym, meet my girlfriend Rachel, get a kebab and a video of me mums. It's not too bad for that, really, is it?
That's why you've got a love to. I mean, that made the hair on the back of my neck stand up. He just is a normal family man who had it hard but loved his sport. And I think that's why a lot of people are going to be behind him on the night. He's just a normal man that's done well for himself. And it makes me go cold thinking about him walking out and living his dream. So I really do, cliche again, but I really do hope the crowd, the occasion and the stadium and the dream of his pull him through till the end.
Yeah, I hope he does well. I really hope he does. And I know this one's going to be a tough fight for him, but it's going to be a big old fight down there at Goodison Park on Sunday. Big card on Sky, which is going to be fantastic to watch that. Just a little bit of other news to go through as well, Brooke, because we've been seeing a little bit of this knocking around on social media, especially from the man himself. Conor McGregor's been talking about hiring Freddie Roach. He's been knocking a poster up. And, after he's been taken off the UFC 200 card, he's thinking, yeah, go on, I can have a go at Floyd Mayweather. Come on, can this really happen?
No. If it does happen, I'll be so disappointed with boxing. I mean, for me, it's a massive publicity stunt. I think people can hopefully see through that a little bit. I mean, Mayweather has been retired and McGregor's coming off the back of a loss. He had a little bit of an argument with the guy at the UFC, and I think they both just needed a little bit of their name back up there in likes. And for the last few days, it's trending on Twitter. There's been posters. There's been millions of shares on Facebook and videos of McGregor sparring in the head guards, just boxing in a ring. I just think, for me, it's a massive publicity stunt. They're creating hype around themselves and they're bringing themselves back to the forefront of sports fans' minds and conversations again. I mean, people that don't even know about boxing or UFC are coming to me and being like, is Mayweather McGregor going to happen? And again, like the David Hayes thing, it's becoming more about the name of the celebrity and how big they can make the Vegas party rather than being about the disciplines, because at the end of the day, you're pitting two different disciplines against each other. And me and my dad were talking about this, and it's like, where do you draw the line? It's whoever's rules in the ring are going to... I mean, if he's in the boxing ring, you're 99% sure Mayweather's going to get the win. If it's in a UFC ring, Mayweather's not got a chance. It's like giving a tennis player a badminton racket and a shuttlecock. It's not going to work. You know, so for me, I think anyone that thinks it's going to happen is a little bit deluded at the moment. I think it's all a massive publicity stunt, a money-making machine for both men. Don't get me wrong, if it does happen, there's going to be billions of pounds involved. There's going to be millions of people watching it. And don't get me wrong, I'll probably tune in. But I don't think we should all get sold to the idea that it'll be a competitive masterclass at all. I just think it's a massive look at us, here we are, we're still here kind of thing. But McGregor knocked Aldo out again with a boxing shot when he won the featherweight title. But I think it's offensive a little bit to boxers in this country last month that he graced the cover of Boxing News.
Wow.
A lot of young British boxers that obviously I'm quite involved in the scene. I'm heavily involved in the British boxing scene. And a lot of them I've spoken to have said, Brooke, like, we work our whole lives to get like a little 200-word piece in the Boxing News about one of our fights. Yet this man claims he can knock somebody out in a boxing ring and gets a front cover.
And it's clearly because he's a name and he can sell.
Of course,
sell
of course,
pages,
can sell magazines.
Yeah.
But again, hardcore boxing fans are turning against it because it's not a boxing. It's not hardcore boxing. Again, yeah. You're looking at a UFC fighter that can claim to beat one of our best fighters ever in a boxing ring, and they grace our best magazine ever. It kind of, for me, it's a massive publicity stunt. It's a big media train, media circus. It's working because everyone that I speak to is talking about it. Obviously, that's worked. Their names are back up there. But for me, I just think it's deluded to even look forward to. I really do.
Yeah, it really is an interesting scenario, that, isn't it? A bizarre and interesting scenario, but I genuinely would not expect anything less from Conor or Floyd, to be brutally honest with you.
Exactly. It shouldn't be shocked this long into their career, should we?
Not in the slightest. Brooke, it's been great to speak to you as always. Enjoy the boxing this weekend. We'll speak to you soon.
Have a good one.